Okay, we're recording. So I'm on Cherem Beis, 8b, five lines from the bottom. I'll begin on the second. We did this yesterday, but I'll go over it again. The second very wide line on Cherem Beis. Okay, on downstairs. So by me, Rami Bar Chama, me Rav Chista, na'ach te yitato b'shnei kotlei mavui mi b'chutz. If a person took two like stakes or pegs, he stuck them in the wall of a mavui. He says, and he left the horizontal beam on top of it. So it means the korah is normally on top of the mavui. Now the korah is sticking out of the mavui. Now I have a nice picture book, but that picture book I couldn't get with you. Let me see if I could screen share with something else. Let me see what I have here. No, not this. One second. Let me do something else. One second. Which one do I have here? All right, this will do it. All right, go ahead. Yeah, all right, here we go. Let me see if I can find the nice picture here. Getting warm. Okay, everybody see can you see my arrow 94? You see the pegs coming out, and you see that's the korah there. And in other words, so it's outside the mavui. Normally it's on top of the mavui. All right, so back in the Gemara, mahu. So it means, am I allowed to carry in the mavui this way? I didn't explain it yesterday. I said carry underneath it. I didn't explain it correctly. Am I allowed to carry in the mavui? So amarle, so this is the question that Rami Bar Chama posed to Rav Chista. So amarle, Rav Chista said, l'divrei hamatir asur, l'divrei osir mutar. So remember yesterday we had the question, can I carry underneath the korah? Can I carry underneath the korah? So there was a question whether it's chudo hachitzon is yorei sotem, is it the outer edge that goes down like imaginary and closes the mavui, or the inner edge? So if the outer edge closes the mavui, I can carry under the outer edge of the korah closes it, I can carry under the korah. If the inner edge, not. So he says, amarlei l'divrei hamatir, according to the opinion that says it's the outer edge of the korah that seals off the mavui, asur means you can't carry because this korah, the korah is outside the mavui. So if it's the outer edge, you're like out of gas with it. He says, l'divrei ha'oser, but according to the opinion that says that it's the inner edge, so you can't carry under the korah when it's over there. So he says, mutar. In other words, that the inner edge is like flush with the walls of the mavui, so you'd be able to, it'll be good. So Rava Amar, l'divrei oser nami asur. Rava says, even according to the opinion that says it's the inner edge that we view as coming down and creating a partition, it's still prohibited carrying the mavui. But in korah gabi mavui baleka, the korah has to be on top of the mavui, can't be outside the mavui. Okay? All right, let me go back.
In your photo, is the korah touching the mavui, or is there a space between the korah and the walls?
Yeah, so it's not clear in the diagram. But even if it's touching it, but the point is, so according to the first opinion, so that works because it's flush with the wall. But the second opinion is saying, no, it's got to be over. It's got to be over the mavui. You can't be like hanging out on these things. All right. All right. Let me go further. Okay. So Eifei Ravada Bar Matna L'Rava. So Rava says that basically this type of korah, it doesn't work. You're out of gas with this korah. So, Eifei Rav Adabar Matna L'Rava, so he asked the question from the following Braisa. It says, Haita Korato Meshucha Utluya. The Braisa says, if the Korah was Meshucha or Utluya, let me see if I can go back the other way. I wonder if I can I flip back? One second. All right. Anyway, one second here. No. All right, so he says, if the korah was meshucha, which means it's extending, we think it means it's extending out. Here, let me go back to seeing everybody. I'll go back to the pictures later. I like to see everybody when I give the shear. Let me get into the stop share. Okay, so it means like this. So if it was meshucha, we think it's like it was in the picture, that it's like on the pegs. That's what we think it means. Oh, teluya. Or it's teluya, it's suspended. It means it's like a peg coming out. Pachot mishlosha. You got to. My phone is ringing. Give me just 1 second. I'm sorry. I apologize. 1 second.
Hello. You have reached 516.
All right, everybody with me? All right, so Matt, again, so the Braisa says, if the Korah was Meshucha or Tluya, it was Meshucha or Tluya, so we think, again, so what we think is that Meshucha, we think, is like this. It's Meshucha, or it's Tluya, it's held up by a beam in the middle. That's what we think the two cases are. He says, Pachot Mishlosha, Ein Tzirich Lavi Korah Acheret. If there's less than three tfachim to the walls, then I'm good. In other words, it's lavud. Lavud like closes the gap. It's less than three tfachim. Shlosha tzirich lavi korah cheret. If it's three tfachim or more, I have to have another korah. Rav Shimon Gamliel meir pachot mi'arba'a in tzirich lavi korah cheret. Arba tzirich lavi korah cheret. Rav Shimon Gamliel says lavud is going to be four tfachim. So my lav meshucha mi'bechutz utluya mi'bifnim. Is it not meshucha? Is like this case, that's what we think. Like Meshucha is where my arrow is. And Tluya, it's supported by like a beam, but it's inside the Mavui. That's what we think. So if that's the case, so the Bryce is saying that indeed the Korah could be outside the Mavui, as long as it's within three or four Tfachim of the Mavui walls, I'm in good shape. That's what we think. So that's Akasha against Rava. Rava says it doesn't work unless the Korah is on top of the Mavui. So the Gemara says, Lo, Idvi Idi Mimifnim. No, we don't understand the Braisa correctly. They're both talking mi-bifnim. They're both talking, this obviously is bifnim, it's here, but even the other one is bifnim, here. He says, Meshucha me-ruach achat. Meshucha means it's drawn away from one direction, but it's here. In other words, it's a little spaced out. In other words, it's over it, but it's the little space over there. He says, Utluya mishtei ruchot. Tluya, It's from both edges there's a space. Okay? So the Gemara says, so ma'u detema me ruach achat amrinu lavud, m'shtei ruchot lo amrinu lavud. I might have thought I can only use the concept of lavud. Lavud, I close the gap on one direction, one end, but I can't do it at both ends. He says, kamash malan. Okay, so that's the way. So again, Rava said that when the korah, the horizontal beam, is outside the mavui, it's not good at all. So we asked a question against Rava from the Braisa. We thought the Braisa was saying that when it's outside the Mavui, it's good. And Gemara says, no, that's not what the Braisa is speaking about. All right, let me just do a few more lines and I'll pause. Ravashi has a different Hesber to answer up the Braisa, to explain the Braisa according to Rava. Ravashi Amar, Meshucha Vehi Tluya. Ravashi says, the Braisa is not talking about two different cases. The Braisa is talking about Meshucha Vehi Tluya. So you see there's three versions of what Meshucha Vehi Tluya is, but the way the R scroll had is like this middle one. In other words, you have, it's separated from the wall, both, you know, on the X axis and the Y axis. In other words, it's both, you know, vertically and horizontally separated from the wall and supported by L-shaped hinges on both ends. Okay, so it goes up a little bit and it goes across a little bit. So that's Meshucha and Tluya. So let's see what he says here. So he says, "Behechi dabing, gilon shenaat shtei yitedot akumot al shnei kotle mavui." That he put two of these pegs or pins or whatever you want to call them, hinges, on the two ends of the mavui. In other words, they're bent in an L shape. She'ein begovan shlosha, is less than three tfachim going up. He says, "Ve'ein ba'akmi mutan shlosha," and it's less than three tfachim going, you know, laterally. He says, so that's the case in the Braisa. That's the case the Braisa is talking about. Ma'u detema o lavud amrinan o chavud amrinan. So I would have thought, again, there's a different klalim, which are really halachlam o shemi sinai. Lavud, I'm going to close the gap laterally. Chavud means I could bring it down. It was like I bring it down, you know, vertically. So I could use either one of those concepts. He says, Lavud amrinan o chavud amrinan, lavud v'chavud lo amrinan, but to say both at once, I couldn't do that, kamash malan. So that's what the Braisa is teaching me. So again, let's just summarize, we'll take some questions now. So Rava said that that I can never have a korah that's hanging out outside the mavui, like in picture 94, I can never do that. And then we had a Braisa where we thought the Braisa was saying that you could. And the Gemara says, no, the Braisa was saying that it's either it's like this. In other words, this is meshucha. It's like this, or it's like this, and that's why you can have a kora. Or else, according to Ravashi, the Bryce is saying like this. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
What is good achit mechitza?
Good achit mechitza.
The word they used now is chavit.
Yeah, it's the same idea. So chavit means like to come down. In other words, good
it's
achit.
The same thing.
Yeah, good achit. Right, the same idea. In other words, it's good achit, it goes up, and good achit, it goes down. In other words, like nachat, like to be yored. All right. Any other questions? All right. All right. I'm going to move on. All right. So Tani Reb Zakkai comes to Rabbi Yochanan. Reb Zakkai taught the following brisa before Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is the first generation of Amoraim. So he says, Bein Lechayayim, V'tachat HaKorah, Nidon K'Karmelit. Now, Bein Lechayayim means between the lechis. Now, Amavu only has one lechi, but he uses the plural because it means like lechis in general. Lechis in general. So I don't have, you know, I tell you the color book, I have this other book here, but, and it's got some beautiful pictures, but I couldn't find it on Otsar Chachman. Let me see. If I show it to you like this, can you see it or not? With difficulty. All right. Maybe.
Yes.
Let me see what I could do here. Cause he has some, I tell you.
Can you say what number you're looking at? Because I have the book.
Oh, okay. Let me just take a look. You could probably figure it out because it's just going generally the way we're doing it.
Yeah.
But let me see what we're up to here.
Yosef, where did you get the book? In town?
No, town doesn't have it. Either Brooklyn or Queens.
All right. So I don't have a picture here yet. But the idea he's saying is, let's go back in the Gemara. So we spoke about, he says, Bein Lechayim Tachat HaKorah Nidon K'Karmelit. He's saying, again, you have a Lechi or a Korah. So he's saying that under the Korah is like a Karmelit, and I can't carry there. Or opposite the Lechi is like a Karmelit, and I can't carry there. That's basically.
You could look at page number 55 or 56.
Okay, let's see. 55 and 56. Okay, very nice. So, all right, so it's a nice picture. Here, 55 will do it. Here, let me see if I can do 55 here. Can you see 55? All right, anyway, but you get the idea. In other words, you can't carry if you're underneath the horizontal beam. You can't carry if you're, like, near the vertical beam. That's what we're saying. That's from the Braisa. Okay, so let's see back in the Gemara, because that's like a Karmelit. So Amar Lei Puktani Lebra. So Rabbi Yochanan heard this brisa from Zakkai. He said, "Go teach it outside." Meaning, it's not a reliable brisa. Take it out of the Beis Medrash. All the brises weren't so reliable. So he says that that's not correct. Now we know from yesterday's daf that Rabbi Yochanan held that that you were allowed to carry underneath the korah. That he said mafurash. And yesterday's Gemara, when we had a machloket, and Rabbi Yochanan said this was 8 lines above where it got wide on Chenamud Beis, Mutar Lishtamesh Tachar HaKorah. So we know that Rabbi Yochanan says, I can carry underneath the Korah. That certainly doesn't agree with. So Amar Abaye, Mistabra Milta Rabbi Yochanan Tachar HaKorah. So Abaye says, Rabbi Yochanan probably did not agree with the part about carrying underneath the Korah, because he always can carry underneath the Korah, and the Braisa was saying you couldn't. Aval Bein L'Chayayin Asur, but near the Lechi, he would agree that you can't carry near the Lechi. And remember, there's a svara to say, a Lechi, there's no minimum width for a Lechi. So it's easy to get confused on where you could carry, where you can't carry. That they had that svara in the art scroll in one of the footnotes. So, but underneath the Korah has to be a minimum width. I think it's a Tefach, so there's less room for error. For Rava Amar, and we see Rava, you know, Abai and Rava, the Lach is usually like Rava. For Rava Amar, Bein L'Chayayim Nami Mutar. Rava says that Rabbi Yochanan disagreed on both counts. He held you can carry underneath the Korah, and you can carry opposite the Lechi. So Amar Rava Menaminala. So Rava says, so they both agree that Rabbi Yochanan would not agree with the part under the Korah. Everybody agrees that Rabbi Yochanan holds you can carry underneath the Korah, and the Bryce is out on that account. But what is Rabbi Yochanan's position on near the Lechi? So according to Abaye, he agrees you cannot carry there. And according to Rava, no, he disagrees and says you could carry. So I'm a Rava Menaminala. So Rava says, how do I know that Rabbi Yochanan agrees that you could carry near the Lechi? He says, "Dechi at Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan," because when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Israel, he said in the name of Rav Yochanan, "Makom she'ein bo arbal arbar mutar l'bnei Rishud Rav l'nei Rishud Yachad l'katef alav." This is the Makom Patur. Let me see. Do we have a nice picture here from Makom Patur? Let me see. Do we have one? Oh. All right. This is his thing. So here he's got Rishus Rabim and Rishus Yachid, and here he's got like this narrow little sort of platform, which is less than Dalid by Dalid, but more than three Tfachim high. And you see a person with his like satchel is sitting on it and resting on it. So in other words, when I'm leaving the Rishus Yachid, I can adjust my load on this Makom Patur. And I'm in the Rishus Rabim, I could also adjust it. We've had this before in Masechet Shabbat, Makom Patur. So let's see back in the Gemara. So Rabbi Yochanan says, "Makom shein bo arbal arbal mutal b'nei Rishud Rav b'nei Rishud Yachid l'katef alav vad shelo yachalifu," provided that they don't like transfer property from one to another at that makom patur, because that's going to lead to problems. So the point being that we think that even if I assume that this area near the lechi is like a separate rishus and it's a makom patur, I should still be allowed to carry and rest there, because like Rabbi Yochanan says, with this makom patur, with Rishus Yachid, Rishus Rabim. But Abaye hatam begabo shlosha. Abaye says, look, it's different. Over there, the area he's speaking about is three tefachim high. He says, here, it's not three tefachim high. There's nothing to set it off from the Rishus Rabim. I think he can't carry there. Okay, now, Amar Abaye mina aminala. Abaye says, how do I know the opposite? That, in my opinion, Rabbi Yochanan says, you can't carry near the lechi. The Amar Rav Chaim Bar Guria Amar Rav Tocha Petach Sarich Lechi Acher Lahatiro. So here he's talking about. Let me see if I have a nice picture for this. Yeah. So this is picture 100 over here. So everybody see the mavui here, and here you have like you know different chaserot opening up into it. At the end of the mavui, the walls come in a little bit. You see how the walls come in? So these walls are, in fact, like lechis. In other words, these walls, the walls themselves are like lechis because they have width and they could serve as lechi. So he says, though, Rav says, Tocha Petach, even though I have this area, Tocha Petach, with like these walls and it came in, he says, Sarech lechi acher lahatiro. I need another lechi to be matir to carry in it. So the point being, that let's say without this lechi, I could carry the mavui because the walls will substitute as a lechi. Where the walls come out, and they like they're the legal equivalent of a lechi, so I can carry the mavui. So, but I can't carry here, like where the legal equivalent of lechis are, unless I put another lechi. He says v'chitema d'itbe arbal arba'a. So maybe you say, look, that case is different. Because it's a rishus b'fnei atzmo, it has four tfachim by four tfachim. But Amar Rav Chanin bar Rava, Amar Rav tocha petach af pisha ein bar bar ba tzarech lechi acher lahatiro. That the halacha is even if it's not four tfachim, you need another lechi to be matirit. For Rava, what would Rava's response to that proof be? Hatam de patuach v'karmelit. Over there, it has an aggravating factor. The mavui is not open to the rishus rabim. It's open to a carmelite. Now that sounds like it should be less worse, but it's going to come out worse. He says, "Avala Rishud Rabbi Ma'ishari," but he may be saying, according to you, Rava, if it was open up to the Rishus Rabbim, you'd be allowed to carry between these little edges of the wall here. He says, "Yetziva ba'ara b'giyor b'shmei Shemaya." Yetziva is the citizen is on the ground, b'giyor the alien is in the heavens. It means everything is all, you know, furnished. In other words, why is it? Why is it better when it's why is it worse when it's a carmelite and it's better when it's a Rishus Rabim? In other words, the way Rav is explaining it, if this area is a Rishus Rabim, then I can carry between between these walls, which are like a lechi. But if it's a carmelite, not. So he says matzah min amino v'neor. It's like this area here, if it's less than three tefachim, is a makom patur. And a carmelite on a deraisa level is also makom patur. It's all drabanan. So the two rishuyos merge together and create Isur. But if it's Rishus Rabim, totally different Rishus, and then you could carry in this area. Okay, let me just do another 8 lines, and then I will pause, and we'll take some questions. Amarli Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua Rava, Ba'adlo Tizbara Deben Lechayin Asur. So he says to Rava, don't you agree that between lechis you can't carry? It means the opposite of the lechis, one lechi. Ba'amar Rava Bar Rechan Rav Yochran, Mavu Yishru Tzavo B'lechiyin, Pachot Me'ar Ba'a, Ba'an L'mach Loket Rosh Malil V'Rabanan. Let me see if he's got a nice picture here. Yeah. Let's say I have a Mavui. Here's the Mavui. And at the entrance of the Mavui, I have all these lechis. You see, lechi, 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 lechi. And each lechi is less than dalet tfachim from the next lechi. Each lechi is less than dalet tfachim from the next lechi. So he says, Banu l'machloket Rosh Gamliel v'Rabbanan. Rosh Gamliel to Amar Aminu Lavud. According to Gamliel, we said when it's within 4 tfachim, we say it's Lavud. So it's all like one big lechi here. So he says, "Mishtamish ad churo hapnimi shalachi hapnimi." So I can carry in the mavui up until the inner surface of the lechi. In other words, here I have lechi 1, 2, 3, and 4, but they're all within 4 tfachim of one another. So they're all joined. It's like one big lechi. So I can only carry up until the inner surface of that of the innermost lechi. The rabbanan da amri lo amrin lavud. According to Chachamim, we don't say lavud here. So that I can carry up until the inner edge of the outer lechi, because we don't say labud here. But the idea is everybody holds between lechis you can't carry. So he says Rava would say hatam nami de patuach lekarmelit. Rava would say that case is worse because it's open to a carmelite over here. Well, should Rabbi Mai Shari, it would be permissible. Like the citizens on the ground, the aliens in the heavens, in Matsamin Amino Veneur, like the similar Rishus finds itself in and is there. Okay, listen, let's just summarize, take some questions, then we'll go on. Okay. So the issue that we got into is what is Rabbi Yochanan's position about carrying underneath the Korah? What's Rabbi Yochanan's position in carrying opposite a lechi? Okay, that's the topic we're discussing. So everybody agrees that Rabbi Yochanan holds that you are allowed to carry underneath the Korah. That we had in yesterday's Gemara as well. Okay, so, and there was Brisa that had the opposite. He said, go teach that Brisa outside. I don't think it's a reliable Brisa. So that everybody's on the same page with. But there's a machloka, what Rabbi Yochanan will hold, am I allowed to carry when I'm near a lechi, near the lechi, near the vertical beam? So again, so one svar would be that the vertical beam has no minimum requirement for width. The korah has a minimum requirement for width. So the korah has to be at least 1 tefach thick. The lechi could be any amount. So it's more likely that you come to carry near. So you might go into the more wrong rishus and carry. So does he prohibit it or permit it? So Rava says that Rabbi Yochanan says you can carry near the lechi. Rava says that you can carry near the lechi, and Rabbi says you can't. So they each adduced a proof to say that to their side that they're correct. Okay, who's got questions, comments, with anything we did so far? All right, this must be Aravin is doing this to people. All right, you're hanging in there. It's a difficult masechta, but not every daf is so difficult. But these are difficult in Yanim. All right, let's keep moving. Okay.
I have a question, Rabbi.
Yeah, what's up?
Chachamim, Rabbanan, in the case with 4 lechis, they don't combine because...
They're more than 4, they're more than 3 tfachim from one another. And they hold lavud, it has to be within 3 tfachim.
Okay?
All right, so now we're on 10 amud beis. Okay, 9b, the top line. Okay. So now Ravashi has different answers. So again, Rabbi Barachana had posed this question to Rabbi Yochanan that in this case with all these lechis, you can't carry between the lechis. So we said, the answer that he said, or the first answer was that we said that he's talking about where there's a carmelite here, so it's worse. But if Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to carry. So now we're going to have a different answer. So Ravashi Amar, the case is the lechi, 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 less than 4 tfachim, b'meshech arba amot, but through a depth of Dalet Amot. In other words, from Lechi 1 to Lechi 4 is Dalet Amot in depth. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Amar Amrina Lavud, so Shlomo says that we say Lavud, so all the Lechis are like connected to one another. Habalei Mavui, Vesarek Lechi Cher Lahatiro. So now this area becomes its own Mavui. In other words, it's set off. In other words, I have all these Lechis, and it's set off into its own Rishus. It's creating its own Rishus, so its own Mavui. He says, "L'rabbanan to Amrin Lo Amrin Lavud Lo Tzrich Lechi Acher LaHatiro." You don't need another Lechi to be Matirit. So the reason he's saying that you can't carry here is because it's like another Mavui, and it's another Lechi. Now the Gemara says, "L'roshim Liel Leve Kinir Mi Bechutz V'Shav Mi'Vnim." So let's go slowly with this. Let me see here. One minute. Well, the pictures in the picture book were, the color picture book were a little bit easier to follow with this. Let me see. Yeah. Okay, this will have to do it. So we said that we need another Lechi to be Matir this, because it's like another, it's a different Mavui. It's a different Mavui over here. So we need another Lechi. So the Gemara asks, U'rashim Gamliel, Levei Kinir B'Bachutz V'Shav Mi'Bifnim. Now, Nir B'Bachutz means, sometimes if I see it on the outside, but I don't know it, notice it from the inside. So if you look in picture 105, here you have all the Lechis. The last Lechi straddles the Rishuyot. So from the outside, it's sticking out. So I notice it from the outside. So why do I need another Lechi? Why don't I just say that I could see it from the outside and that covers it? So the Gemara says, Midi Hutama L'Rabbi Yochanan. We're explaining this within the Shita Rabbi Yochanan. Haki Ata Ravin, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, and Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael. He said, "Name Rabbi Yochanan, near v'chutz v'shav v'bifnim. If it's only visible from the outside, but it's not apparent from the inside, ain onido mishum lechi. It's not judged as a lechi." All right. Now the Gemara is going to get into the topic of near v'bifnim and near v'chutz. Let me see if I can take the color picturing book, whatever. Let me see, because they have nicer pictures here. Let me see if I can show you. Let me see. All right. I don't know. Well, anyway.
Number 64.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at pictures 65 and 66 is the one I want to show. But let me see if I could do 65 and 66. We'll try a little bit here. All right. So this is picture 65. Did everybody see it? So you see the red, that's the Lechi. That Lechi is Nira Mibifnim. In other words, that Lechi, if I'm inside the Mavui, I notice it. If I'm outside the Mavui, it doesn't make such an impression on me. That's Nira Mibifnim. And then here in 66, let me see here. I don't know if you could see it so well. That's Nira Mibachut. That's apparent to people who are outside the Mavui, but not to people in the Mavui. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. So we're around 10 lines down on Tedamid Beis. Okay, so it says Itmar Nira Bibifnim V'Shava Mibachutz. If it's apparent, if the Lechi is apparent to people who are inside the Mavui, but from the outside you don't notice it. In other words, it just looks like it's part of the existing wall. Nidon Mishum Lechi. So that counts as a good Lechi. Now, the Lechi, again, the same thing we have with the Korah. The key ideas are we had Mechitza and Heker. So here it could be like Mechitza, it's sticking out. And it's also like a Heker for the B'nai Mavui. Nira mi Bachutz, let's say it's only visible on the outside of the Mavui. It's only visible on the outside of the Mavui, the Shabbat Mifnim, but from the inside, it looks like everything is the same. Rebbe Chiyuv Rebbe Shimon, Bar Rebbe, Chadamar Nido Mishum Lechi. One says that also counts as a good Lechi. You could say that it's a Heker for the B'nai Rishus HaRabim. You could say that. But Chadamar Eino Nido Mishum Lechi. One says it doesn't count as a good Lechi. So the Gemara says, Tis time to Rebbe Chiyuv Da'amar Nido Mishum Lechi. So you should conclude that, again, we had a machlok between Rebbe Chiyuv and Rebbe Shimon Bar Rebbe, if it was Nira Mi B'chutz V'Shava Mi B'fnim. Let me see if he has a nice picture here.
Did they make an Eruv Shitufim? In other words, they would know about it even if they can't see it.
In other words, they were talking always that there's a Shitufim Avoot, but even if you have a Shitufim Avoot, if you don't have a Lechi, then you're out of gas. If it's not a kosher Lechi, I'll pee a Lecha. So 1 second, let me just give me 1 second.
But what I'm saying...
Oh, okay, wait, just give me 2 minutes for it, okay, and I'll come to you, okay? Now, he says, here we go. Nirim B'Bachot, let me see, what has he got? He's got... Yeah, Nirim B'Chot V'Shab B'Bifnim. So this looks like the case. In other words, here the Lechi is like sticking outside. These pictures aren't so good, but it's sticking outside. But from inside the Mavoi, I don't notice it. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying if I'm standing here, I don't notice the Lechi because it's like flush with the outside wall. That's what I'm going to say. So let's take it back in the Gemara. So he says here, so the Gemara said, "Tis time to Reb Chiya who da Amar nido mishum Lechi." You should conclude Reb Chiya is the one who says that's a good Lechi. The Tani Reb Chiya. Because Rabbi Chiya taught the following brisa, Kotel Shatziru Achad Kanos Mechaveiro. Let me see if he's got a nice picture with this. Yeah, he's talking about wall. You see, like a wall, it's like a split wall, like two layers, where one, like the wall, like either comes in this one way, or the wall comes in this way. You have it. So this wall from the outside, I see something's different here, and here from the inside, I see something's different. So he says here, Kotel Shatziru Achad. Even if it's only visible on the outside, like in picture 111, but from the inside looks the same, he says, or it's clear from the inside that it's different. From the outside, I don't notice it. So it's judged as a lechi. Tis time. So the Gemara says, indeed, you should conclude that Rabbi Chiya holds that way. Rabbi Chiya taught the Braisa. So the Braisa says, if it's nearer, either for the people in Rosh Hashanah or near for the people in Mavui, it's a good lechi. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya Milo Shmieleha. So didn't Rabbi Yochanan know about that brisa? Why is Rabbi Yochanan mechulak on this? So he says, Ela Shmiele below Savar law. He heard of it, but he didn't hold from that brisa. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya Nami lo Savar law. Maybe Rabbi Chiya also doesn't hold from this brisa. So the Gemara says, and it was every brisa is an authoritative. Some brises are not reliable. So he says, "Hi, Mai. What type of argument is that?" Rabbi Yochanan lo savar la, shemachi lo tani la. Rabbi Yochanan didn't hold from it. He says, "Puk tani the brak. Get out of the base medrash. I don't want to hear of this." In other words, that he didn't teach it. He says, "Ela Rabbi Chiya iita lo savar la." But if Rabbi Chiya held, didn't hold from it, lama le dimina. Why did he teach it? In other words, the Gemara said that Rabbi Chiya taught this brisa. Rabbi Chiya taught the brisa that way. So apparently Rabbi Yochanan didn't teach the brisa. The other thing where he said Puktani the Bra, that was a different brisa. But the point is that Rabbi Chiya taught the brisa. Rabbi Chiya had a yeshiva and he taught brises. He was insider brises. So apparently Rabbi Chiya holds from that. Okay, now 1 second. Then El Rabbi Chiya yitelo saber lalamin limitna. All right. Is everybody good? Did you have some questions?
Yeah. If you made the Shitufei Mevoot.
Right.
Then even if you can't see it, mibifnim, you took an affirmative act.
It doesn't make a difference. In other words, let's take an extreme example. Let's say we have our Erev here in Great Neck, and I'm missing its Suras HaPetach. I say, I did an affirmative act. We got our matzah together. We can carry. But I'm missing the Suras HaPetach, so I can't carry. So that's the same thing here. In other words, I have to have all the formalities set up.
So it's necessary but not sufficient. Got it.
All right. Okay. All right. And who else had a question? Yosef?
Yeah, so Rabbi Chiya holds as long as noticeable from inside or outside is okay.
Right. That's right.
And Rabbi Yochanan says if it's noticeable from the outside, it's not okay.
Right. That's right. It has to be noticeable for the inside people.
Inside. Yeah.
All right. Any other questions? Okay. Let's go in for the kill. Okay. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Nir B'chutz V'Shabu V'Fnim, Nidon Mishum Lechi. So Rabba Bar Rav Huna says, Nir B'chutz, if it's visible from the outside, but from the inside it's not visible, that counts as a good Lechi. That's like Rabbi Chiya. So that's what Rabba Bar Rav Huna says. Amar Rabba Umorvina Nashmaitin. I'm going to ask a question against myself from a Braisa. Let me get up with the screen share again. Okay. All right, let me see if I have a nice picture here. Okay, this will have to do. I don't like these pictures so much. All right. He says, so he quotes 1 minute. Yeah, so he quotes from a Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Beis. He says, Chatzer Ketana Shenifritza L'Gdola. I have a small chatzer. Here's the Aleph is a small chatzer. And it's totally breached into a Beis, which is a bigger chatzer. So it means the people in the smaller chatzer, they made a Ruvei Chatzerot. The people in the big chatzer made a Ruvei Chatzerot. And now the wall in the smaller chatzer is broken or was opened up to the bigger chatzer. So he says, Chatzer Ketana Shenifritza L'Gdola, Gdola Muteru Ketana Asura. So I can carry in the Gdola, but in the Ketana, I can't carry. The Ketana, I can't carry because it's not clear that I have, you know, any. I don't have a lechi or a kora at the opening of the chatzer. I don't. The wall isn't closed. I'm a mess at the smaller chatzer. He says, "Mibnei shehi kepitcha shel gedola," because the small chatzer is like the entranceway to the gedola. In other words, it's not demarcated as a separate rishus. Vimita, but if you're telling me that if it's near b'chutz v'shabu b'ufnim, he says, "Ketana nami tishterei b'nira b'chutz v'shabu b'ufnim." In other words, here, this isn't the picture I really want to show you, but in other words, if I'm in the gedola, I have a little bit of a wall here, like near the gimel. So I see that it's a separate reshus. In other words, this protuberance of the wall here, it really comes into play later on. In other words, I have a little bit of a wall gimel, and I have a little bit more gimel. So the people in the, so if it doesn't make a difference if it's near b'chutz or near b'fnim, so from the people who are in the chatzer gedola, they look at the chatzer ketana, they see a little bit of wall, so that should count. That shouldn't be any worse than the lechi, and they should be able to carry there, if it's true. So Amar Reb Zeira b'nechnasim kotlei ketana l'gedola. So now Reb Zeira says we're talking that the Mishnah is talking about where the walls of the ketana extend into the gedola. In other words, we were thinking that this piece of wall where the gimel is would be like a lechi, but now he's saying the walls, this wall here extends where dalet is. You see the small dalet extends into the gedola. So I can't say that I have a lechi here. In other words, the wall is like recessed here. So it's extending into the little one. So v'lema lavud v'tishterei. Why don't I say lavud? Like I'll close up this area here, close up this area here, and now it should be permissible. In other words, inachinami. So the Gemara says, "V'chitema demafal getuva." Maybe you say there's a lot of space here. It's less more than three tefachim. He says, "V'hatani Rav Ada Bar Avimi kamid Rav Chanina." But Rav Ada Bar Avimi taught before Rav Chanina, "Ketana be'eser gedola b'chadisre," that the ketana is 10 amot across, and the gedola is 11 amot across. Meaning there's only one amma. And an amma is, let's say, six tefachim. So if I divide six tefachim by two, I get three tefachim and three tefachim. And then I have labud. Amar Ravina, b'muflakim mikotel zeh b'shnayim, mikotel zeh b'arba. So Ravina says the case is that here I have, let's say, two tefachim. Here I have four tefachim. He says, so I can't say labud on the four tefachim. V'leimu labud me ruach achat v'tishrei. Why don't I say labud here? And then this will all be like considered closed out. And this will count like a lechi for this inner chatzer. So the Gemara says the top line in Yud Amar Aleph. So the Gemara says Rebbe he. In other words, this Mishnah is going according to Rebbe. The Amar b'inan shnei pasin. Rebbe holds that you need two side posts, one on each side. The Tanya chatzer niter pas echad. A chatzer only needs one. A pas and a lechi is the same thing. Rebbe omer b'shnei pasin. Rebbe says you need two. So in this case, it didn't work. Because in Achinami I have labud here, I don't have labud here. One case I have two tefachim, here I have four tefachim. But in Achinami, if it would be on both sides, it would be able to carry there. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did?
Yeah, I lost you when you brought him up zero.
All right, one second. All right, 1 minute. All right, so we said, again, according to one opinion, if it's near a mibachutz, it counts as a lechi. If it's visible to people outside, it counts as a lechi.
Rav Huna and Rav Chia.
Okay, so here I have a chatzir katana where the aleph is, a chatzir gedola where the beis is, right?
Right.
And here I have a little bit of a wall and a little bit of a wall. So why does the Mishnah say that I can't carry in the chatzir katana They made an Eruv and they made an Eruv.
Okay.
Why can't I carry the Chatzis Ketana? Why don't I just say, in other words, there's no fourth wall there, but why don't I say, like, these little walls that are visible from the Gedola, those will constitute lechis for the Ketana, right? It's near me b'chutz, b'shav me b'fnim. From outside.
It's from the outside, but not from the inside. Right. It should work for the small one. It should work for Aleph.
Right. It should be a lechi for it. Why not? So the Gemara says it doesn't work because the walls extend beyond. In other words, this wall here extends beyond the Gimel, and this wall extends beyond the Gimel. So it's like not near it, even be mibachutz. In other words, the wall is like going down. So the Gemara says, yeah, but why don't I say lavud? I'll say it's less than three tefachim here, less than three tefachim here. I'll view it as all filled in, and I'm back to where I was. So the Gemara says, no, there's only here. There's two tefachim here. There's four tefachim. So I can only do lavud on one side. So the Gemara says, fine. So you do lavud on one side, and then I've got like a lechi over here. That's all I need. So the Gemara says, this mission is going according to Rebbe. Rebbe holds I need a lechi on both sides.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
We never had Rebbe before, did we?
Okay. Well, there's a first time in everything in life, but you had it last month.
But I'm asking you, have we had it?
I don't think you've had it yet in this Masechta, or I haven't seen it. I haven't done every daf. I haven't even seen this Masechta, but you had it last Machzor. Okay, let me get rid of this.
I have a question. Can you carry, can you make it into one big area? Can you make Aleph and Bet combined?
Again, they could have, but they did not do that. We're talking about the people in Aleph did one and the people in Beis did something else.
Okay.
Okay, let me stop everything. Let me stop the recording. Okay.